My name is Luna Olavaria Gallegos, and I will be speaking about the immigration issue. So last Wednesday, March 9th, 2011, New Mexico State Senators met to discuss a bill on what has become a prominent issue in the state, the rights and autonomy of immigrants. The bill that was presented by the New Mexico House of Representatives, HB 78, was attempting to revoke the unique New Mexico statutory right of people without Social Security cards to obtain a driver's license. Ultimately, many amendments drastically transformed the bill. Before the New Mexico Senate met, the proposed bill was extremely racist and unfair, but after they amended it, it ultimately looked like the one the state already had in place. There are a few changes between the new amended bill and the 2003 bill, and one difference requires an immigrant to have lived in New Mexico for at least 6 months before being allowed a driver's license. I agree with this amendment because I don't want people to visit the state solely for the purpose of obtaining a driver's license. But when it comes to the purpose and desires of immigrants, an aspect that a lot of people do not understand is that not all foreign immigrants wish to take advantage of this country. When it comes down to it, people are people, no matter where they are from. Parents want their children to grow up in the best environment possible, and youth just want to be happy and live in a country that provides so many opportunities, such as the United States. Many politicians around the nation disagree with this, making it very hard for many immigrants to live freely. This controversial issue has caused so much conflict between many state leaders, and there have been many allegations on both sides of the issue, supporting the rights to allow driver's license to immigrants without Social Security cards and denying them access to driver's licenses. I think that one of the most important ideas to remember is that confiscating the right for undocumented immigrants to have driver's license raises not only the cost of insurance for everyone, but it also puts a lot more uninsured people on the street, making the city environment much more dangerous and even harmful for all people in this state. Another false accusation that I heard when listening to the Thursday morning call-in show was that immigrants are bad guys, and words such as terrorists were thrown around to describe them. If a person who is in this country, whether born here or born somewhere else, wants to do harm to anyone, a driver's license will not further allow him or her to achieve his or her goal. The statement that we cannot allow undocumented people to have a driver's license because it will allow them to cause crimes or kill people is completely illogical. A lot of politicians are making excuses like this to hide their racism and bias, when really, this country would not be the way it is today without immigrants. When I think about my own family, I understand that although my parents and I are U.S. citizens, I have roots from Spain and Africa, which means that my ancestors were immigrants. In fact, most people in this country can trace their ethnic roots to another country. So, as a leading world power, the United States has a responsibility to provide help to struggling countries such as Mexico. As a nation, we are not assisting Mexico in their current crisis, and it is possible that we are even contributing to it. Therefore, when Mexicans come to this country expecting to find a better life, we cannot continue to be cruel. Immigrants are not coming to this country to harass us or terrorize us. They have come to enjoy freedom, autonomy, and a greater lifestyle, like so many people have in the past. As natives and non-native citizens, we can no longer allow our government to alienate immigrants, because when it comes down to it, we are all human beings, and we all deserve to live happily.